Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up. My name is Michael Van Tol. This is Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. Let's go down the list of the Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster, and our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey this morning. And good morning, Detroit.
Absolutely. And Missionary Humphrey says that she's going to try to get on the show this month, so we're looking forward to that. We also waiting for the rest of the team to join in. Of course, Henrietta Ivy, Christy Laster Andrews, Stephen Cathy, Randall Smith, and of course, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. All right, I just got a few notes to cover, some events coming up. Greater Southern Baptist Church, they're having their Community Resource Health Fair and Family Fun Day coming up Saturday, September 23rd from 12 to 4 p.m. Looking forward to that, working with them on that. Greater Southern Baptist Church, it's located at 8000 Fullerton Avenue for their Community Resource Health Fair and Family Fun Day Saturday, September 24th. From 12 p.m. to 4. Also, Commissioner McCormick has some events coming up. The next really important event is, well, there's two of them, Veterans Administration Service Award Program at the Veterans Hospital on September 27th, 11 a.m., and we're going to be giving awards to service providers, those who provide help to veterans here in Metro Detroit. And then the very next day at Greater Grace, the Attorney General is our special guest, and she's going to be talking about those senior scams. Just the same way we get up and go to work every day, the scammers get up and they hit the phones and they hit the computers and they call and contact our seniors and scam them out of tens of thousands of dollars a day here in Michigan. So she's going to be talking about that at Greater Grace Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. So we got some important events coming up, health fair, senior scams, and Veterans Service Awards Program, and looking forward to that. All right, we've got news and weather coming up. Let me just say, too, it's been a kind of a rough year already. In our family, Kimberly, of course, you know, lost my mother a couple months ago, and then a mother-in-law earlier this week, and then a brother-in-law this week. So the services, I have the information for my brother-in-law. His name was Freddie Jones, named after his dad. We called him Butch. That's going to be Friday, this Friday, the 22nd at New Bethel. Ron Smith is officiating and family hours at 10 and the service is at 11. And, you know, I wanted also, and I hope Brother Smith jumps on this morning on the line. And I want to thank Randall Smith, Minister Smith, for coming down to the hospital at Henry Ford to pray for my brother-in-law. And Minister Smith is going to also sing at the service on Friday. So thank you, Brother Smith. And I know he's probably trying to get to service this morning and make his way. But he always gives us a call before he goes in. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
He's a member of the Real Team.
We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them dripping with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. Yeah. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, it's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Let me tell you something, don't you worry about a thing tonight. I promise you that everything
all right,
is going
to be all
right.
And Kimberly, I did want to mention about Franklin Wright's Spirit of Giving coming up, because you know it's September now, but you know these months are going to go by so fast. My team is getting together, and we're just gonna trying to see now how many will be coming, and so I'm just deciding now whether I need to secure a table or not. But it's looking very, very good, and I think I might end up securing a table for the event. Of course, you know this is Franklin Wright's major fundraiser for the year, and it's a black tie affair. And you know, how many years have you gone? I mean, have you thought about that?
You know what? Now that you mention it, I hadn't. However, I believe it's been at least 10 years.
Ten,
maybe.
You know, I lost track myself.
It's not longer.
I know mine is up there too, but I just look forward. You know, it's the fashions, it's the entertainment, it's the food, and it's going to be
inspiration.
MGM, and if people want to stay overnight, I think there's a little discount or something. There is a package that you can get for that.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to go to the charity, any charity preview?
I did not, but I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures.
I did too.
And it looked great. It was interesting because I scrolled a little bit because I knew it was happening. And last week was just really busy for me. I had my own. I had two events last week of my own, professionally. And by Friday, I just wanted to be in my PJs and just be quiet. And I was looking at people's postings that they were sharing about their time at the charity auto preview. And then there were other people who were saying, I would not cross the picket line. And they were equating crossing the picket line with the charity auto preview. And I thought, ooh, I don't know. What are your thoughts, Michael? I don't know. Is that something that people should do? Is it something that they shouldn't do? I know that we are...
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
I think we are back. This is the Michael Van Tool Show. I think we're back. We just lost some sound. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Okay, great, great. I don't know what just happened. We just kind of just lost all communication. But you know what? I'm not complaining because it hasn't happened much this year. I think this may be the first time this year that we've kind of lost some, you know, communication there. But, all right, we were just getting ready to go into news and weather, and we were just finishing up talking about the Franklin Wright's Spirit of Giving. I'm looking forward to it. And it is December 14th at MGM. Yeah, so looking forward to that. All right, in the news this morning, U.S. flight attendants are burned out and quitting what initially was a great job to see the world, travel at a discount, a sort of easy dream job that's turned into a nightmare. Since the disruptive pandemic, the aviation landscape is now littered with ground stops, delays, lost luggage, staffing issues, and disruptive and violent passengers. During the pandemic, many flight attendants were laid off. Some caught COVID, and for many, things have gotten worse. Imagine that. Flight attendant Rich Henderson, who's been flying for over 10 years, says the whole thing shifted, the energy, the environment, after COVID. The Air Transport Association says the most disruptive issue, well, the most common issue is disruptive passengers. And I do not like when there is a problem on the plane because there's nowhere to go, and you have to confront the issue 35,000 miles up in the air because you can't let someone take control of that plane, that environment up there. And that is, that's a lot of burden on the flight attendants. You know, they're thinking about pouring pop into a can, a glass for you and getting your pretzels. They're not, they're not trained to off attackers, angry, drunk passengers. You know, that's the last thing they want to do. And usually a flight attendant, they're some of the kindest people. You know, they're friendly and kind, and then they got to go into beast mode and fight off a disruptive passenger. That, yeah, that used to be a great job, but now, you know, this is just the way of the world. The Detroit Lions are entering their first home game today in an atmosphere that's similar to a playoff game at Ford Field today. The excitement level is fever pitch as the Lions go after their second win of the season. Prices for tickets are starting around $400 to $500. I don't know what the tickets are on the street, multiple times that, but the average real ticket price now for today's game, and there are none left, by the way, of course, is $400 to $500. There are tailgating parties all over town today and all over downtown, and some of them started as early as 8 o'clock this morning. How exciting. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than a Lions game, I tell you, Detroit Lions. Even when they lose, it's exciting. And I think that's why so many people, that's why so many people have stuck with the Lions all these years, is because they do. Yeah, sometimes they have some bad games where they don't seem like they're fighting back. But one thing about the Lions, they do fight. They do fight back. They fight back. And that's why I think a lot of people have with them all these years. Let me welcome prophetess, evangelist, minister, songstress, teacher, Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning. I feel like every time a new title gets added on there. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
This is going to be a long introduction by the end of the year because, I think I keep on adding different things to it, you know. How are you this morning?
I'm feeling pretty good. I can't complain at all. I'm expecting a good day. It has to be a good day.
Yes, it does. And we were just talking about the Lions, and, you know, it's going to be some short services today, you know. They're gonna cut it short. Don't think you're gonna have a long church service today or a long sermon. Trust me, your pastor will probably cut it short today, so they can get to the tailgating party and get to the food and everything. But I wonder how many hot dogs, hamburgers, barbecue was sold this weekend. This is like a holiday. Let me welcome another member of the Sunday morning team, gospel artist, minister, Randall Smith. Good morning, Pastor Smith.
Good morning, everyone, and I love everyone.
Good morning.
Minister Smith, you didn't hear me earlier. I wanted to thank you for praying with me as we went to see my brother-in-law before he passed last week. And unfortunately, his going home service will be this coming Friday, the 22nd. Minister Smith, you're going to be singing at the funeral service. Thank you so much for, you know, your dedication and effort during this trying process. I was telling Kimberly earlier my mother passed a couple months ago, a mother-in-law passed earlier this week, and now a brother-in-law passed this week. So it's been, kind of a rough time. Minister Smith, thank you so much.
Well, you know, yesterday, that's my sister Kim. I love you, sis.
Love you, brother.
Listen. Vanessa Bell Armstrong's daughter and her husband, they're on my team. And so we're in the process of doing negotiations with a major record label. And so we're getting ready to shoot a video. Big sis, Kim, bring you and Brenlaw. Y'all come to the cafe. I'm doing three videos of the same song.
Nice.
So...
You got it going on this year, Minister Smith, Bishop Elect. You got a lot going on.
You know.
Well, we're
see, that's,
happy
that's
for
why
you.
I don't try to press Michael no more because then ain't gonna work.
we're so excited for you, man. It's like, did they just discover you or something? You've been here all the time, haven't you? But they're, I guess, better late than never. Now they're investing in you now, aren't they? They know, they see your value.
But you see, the old saying goes, they say the best for last. So,
that's
like
right.
The prophet spoke to me, he said, you were a hidden jewel. And so God had. I'm not gonna get into that this morning. So what I'm trying to say is, now, everybody else out here were doing what they wanted to do, but see, mine is pure ministry. So many people are hurting now. You see that, Kim? Y'all gonna push me? You gonna try to make me preach on the radio?
God
so
has prepared a place for you. He built and opened the door for you, and now you just have to walk through it.
Wow.
I wish I had Bishop Kathy on here. I wish I had some help on here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I know. Somebody, let's give a shout out to Chaplain Kathy, too, because, you know, we missed him on the show for a few weeks now. So I just want to, you know, give a shout out. I talked to Missionary Humphrey, too. Missionary Humphrey says she's going to be coming on this month. So hopefully maybe next Sunday we'll have Missionary Humphrey on the show with us.
How's Mama doing?
She's doing okay, you know, as challenges for a 95-year-old, she has them, but guess what?
Hey.
She still gets up. She still goes to church.
Not a young folk, man.
She still praises the Lord, and right, that's more than a lot of younger people do. So she can, matter of fact, she's moving better than quite a few of them, too. I have a couple more notes here. Yeah, yeah.
Real quick, let's say that family, some young blood got killed on West Chicago and Greenfield yesterday. The police found, my sister was telling me that the police pulled up and there was a body bag out there.
Wow. Where was this?
Yesterday on Greenfield.
Where?
Somebody, right there on Chicago and Greenfield.
Oh, okay.
The young guy, he just... I mean, it's like there's no love in them. I mean, people just killing left and right. I'm like, seriously? So
yeah, and you know, I was just looking at this. You know, in Africa, in the past 2 weeks, do you know there was an earthquake in Morocco that killed over 3,000 people, and then in Libya. Libya,
3,000.
After a hurricane, Daniel, two dams collapsed, and water just ran through the city like there were rivers
like
running
a flood
through it.
And destroyed it.
Well, 12,000 people died. Do you hear what I'm saying? 12,000.
Listen, this thing's real, man.
This is biblical proportions. For 12,000 people to die, you know, we used to read these stories in the Bible, and you think, oh, man, how could that happen? It just happened this week. Mm-hmm. Libya, 12,000 people died from a flood through a city. Oh, my goodness. Look, Michigan State University, here we go again. They are dealing with yet another sex-type scandal with the football coach, Mel Tucker. These universities, they just cannot stay out of this drama. The football coach was suspended without pay during a sexual harassment investigation. The thing about it is, guess what? The person he was sexually harassing was a rape survivor and sexual assault prevention advocate working on behalf of Michigan
you
State
can't make
University.
It up.
Listen to
no,
him under the prison.
Right. He ought to know better. You know, they're going to investigate this, of course. But it's like, and he had an $81 million contract with MSU.
$81 million contract. Now he's, you know what?
I'm telling you, I cannot make this stuff up. I can't. I'm reading it right now. Okay, and then the first game since he was suspended. The MSU football team totally collapsed yesterday, losing to number 8 Washington, 41-7. Yeah, so you know he's a great coach, but what was he thinking?
Yeah, but he's doing something stupid. He did something that was so stupid, and I'm gonna go and mess this one up. It's the devil wanted to look like all men are alike, but all men are not alike, especially when you got a prayer life. When you know the Lord, well,
true.
I set my back up on seven. I'm sorry.
And I'm sure they, you know, we're living in an age of technology, and I'm sure there is evidence, either video or recording, because apparently most of it did happen while they were on the phone or video, and I bet you there's videotape of it. You know, they probably did a, in order to come out during the investigation, they probably did one of those FaceTime or something, or even Zoom, Yeah, so the stuff, is, and, you know, that's why he probably ended up admitting it, because, and I'm sure.
Can you see?
She, herself, her name
what
is
color
Linda Tracy.
That is right.
Now,
yep,
we're not going to go
it.
There. You were not going to go that low, Dr. Smith.
It's a little late.
But
little
all
late.
I can say is that we don't need another black man under investigation for sexual harassment, especially in positions of power and authority. There are not that many of us out here in the first place.
If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, man, what are you going to do?
Especially in positions of power and authority. And she had
he had
an impact on her income. That's Ooh. How crazy this is.
What?
Wow. Let's get to some weather.
<He's going. laughs>
Let's go. I know these stories are so incredible, but yeah, let's bring it back to some reality. Yes. Go ahead.
All right. By my window. It's currently 63 degrees. And today, we are expecting rain showers today with a high of 71 and a low of 54. Tomorrow, a few more showers are possible with only a high of 69 and a low of 50. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 55. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 77 and a low of 58. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies will continue with a high of 78 and a low of 57. On Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 80 and a low of 61.
Ooh.
And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies
Brazen.
Will come in with a high at 79 degrees and a low of 62. And that's the weather.
It sounds great. That sounds great.
It does.
Great.
So carry
yes,
a sweater and an umbrella this week.
Yep, yep. No complaints here. This is still good weather for September.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited and ready to go around and see what's on everybody's mind this morning. Let me start off with Prophetess Christy Laster. What you got for us, young lady?
I don't even know where to begin with all that has been said this morning, but oh my goodness. Lord have mercy. We definitely need some help in this day and time. There's no doubt about that. We really need help. And I think that sometimes people don't realize that there is a greater power operating within people. Not the greatest power, but a greater power that's greater than themselves that causes them to do things that just does not make sense. But I was thinking this morning when I woke up, the word came to me higher. And so when you consider the word higher, some people think about a staircase, you know, one step at a time, you go higher and higher. Some people think about a platform. You step up, and then you're higher than where you once were. Some people think about climbing to the top of a mountain or climbing up a hill, and then they look back on the view, and they see, man, oh, my gosh, I was down there. Now I'm higher. What I've learned is that as you go higher, your experiences are different when you're thinking on a lower level and when you're operating on a lower level. I thought about, you know, Abram became Abraham. You know all of that. I know Michael does because he knows that word. But I thought about when he went on his 3-day journey.
All right, now.
Minister Michael. When he went on his 3-day journey, he got to a point and God showed him the place where he was to go higher and sacrifice the lad, right? And sometimes we go and we think that we're supposed to be on particular platforms. I love what Sister Kimberly said today, that God had a particular place for Reverend on the line this morning, and now was his time to walk in it. So God showed Abraham, long story short, where to go higher. And when he went higher, there was a ram in the bush for him. So there was provision for him. He didn't have to sacrifice what he thought he had to sacrifice. God made a way that seems like impossible to him. He called that place Jehovah Jireh. But in order for you to receive all that God has for you, you have to obey his voice, number one, and then go ahead and walk it out, like Sister Kimberly said, and go higher. There is a higher place for you. Can you imagine standing on the top of a mountain and looking down to where you used to be and wondering, why did I stay down there for so long? All I had to do was take one step at a time, be patient with myself and be patient with God so that I can go higher. So that's where I am. I just want to go higher in everything that I do. I want to be a better mom. I want to be a better wife, a better minister, a better employee, a better sister, a better friend. I want to do it in such an excellent way where people recognize there's a light that's shining within me and pushing me to go higher. So those are my thoughts this morning.
Amen.
Wow. That you just opened up the floodgates here this morning, Prophetess.
Right.
Because you know, she just put it out there, and you know, it just made me think.
You are really a teacher preacher.
You really are, because when you say something, it starts. The thinking process, and you start thinking about yourself. I was thinking about how faith has a lot to do with that too, because sometimes you may be stuck in one place. You don't go higher because you don't have any faith, because you're afraid. There's fear, and fear and no faith. And if you just, you know, I was thinking about, you know, now, wait, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Uh-oh.
Let me get to before I just thought about how Peter didn't have faith about walking on the water. You know, when he started, and I think it's in Matthew.
If
I'm not mistaken, I think it's in Matthew.
He got
I think it's around,
he's about to start running, y'all.
I think it's around, like, maybe the 22nd chapter of Matthew. But it doesn't just start with Peter walking on the water. And I'm not trying to preach up in here, because you've got some preachers, you know, credentialed preachers right here on the show. But, you know, when Jesus was out on the boat, the water was, you know, tossing back and forth, you know, things were going on. And, you know, I think I'm just trying to recall now the story as it went. But they saw Jesus walking on the water amidst the storm, and they were afraid, and they thought it was a ghost or something, and they cried out. Remember? Jesus said, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out the ship, he walked on the water. Okay? He did it. He did it. He did it. But then he looked and he realized it was a storm and it was windy and he got afraid. See? I'm going to try to stay in my lane. I'm a poet, not a preacher. But then he began to sink and fall in the water. And he said, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, "O thou of little faith." What a story.
Oh, yeah.
Because, see, that's us. That's us. That's me sometimes. You know, sometimes when I when I started at my office back in 2014, you know, and it was a struggle sometimes, you know, to cover my office rent. You know, things went up and down. I mean, I still mm-hmm. kind of late sometimes now. But I prayed about it each time. And then when I look back, I was worried and praying and worrying. And, you know, I guess you're not supposed to be worrying if you pray. And then I realized, okay, I've been there for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. Am I going to realize that if I did not, if God didn't answer my prayers, I wouldn't be there?
Right.
If you have little faith, that's what's going to cause you. So when Peter looked, instead of keeping his eye on Jesus, when he took his eye off and realized that it was storming and windy, that's when he started to sink. That's when he mm-hmm. started to go under. You know, and that's us on a daily basis. Let me try to stop but that's because the prophet has started that.
But that's good. But that's good, Michael.
You know,
it's about focus.
It is. It's serious.
Mm-hmm. It's about focus and focusing on the right things, like focusing on God. And it's about being disciplined.
Yeah.
And we're only human, so our natural circumstances affect our emotions at times because mm-hmm. we are human. And it's okay to feel those human emotions, but it's important to not get stuck there. So if you need to call a lifeline, if you need to call Kimberly, if you need to call Michael, if you need to call me, if you need to call Chaplain or Reverend, it's about calling a lifeline. And hey, my circumstances are impacting my thought process in this moment. And it's not that you don't have faith, but sometimes we have to do it afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Do it with your nerves in a bunch. You know,
prophetess, when I was writing my poetry years ago, I've published one book. I have enough to do a second book. I'm working on that now. Excuse me. But God gave me those words when I wrote them. Occasionally I still write. But I look back now and realize that I would come home, sit down at my dining room table, and the words just came out. The words just poured out of me, one poem after another. Sometimes I wrote one in one night. Sometimes I wrote four poems in one evening. And I know that I did not, those words did not come from me thinking those words out. God gave me those words, and I automatically wrote them. I still look back at some of the poems that I wrote, 30 years ago, and wondered where it came from. And I know that God gave me those words, and I look back now and think, you know, if I had to write that on my own, I couldn't. And so God gives us, you know, when I pray, I thank God for people, resources, opportunity, money, talent, and abilities. That's what I thank God for. So I could try to cover everything. And that's what my mother did when she prayed. When she prayed, she covered everything. And when she finished praying, you opened your eyes, you felt so empowered. And that's what prayer can do. Prayer changes. And, you know, people always, they hear that all the time. Prayer changes everything. You know what? They don't understand how much it does change. Kimberly, when somebody prays, don't just think about the things that changes around you. It's changing things way far away from
you.
You know, it's so big.
Yep.
It's such a big thing. When you pray for something, you pray for a job. You know, once you pray for, sometimes it's even before you even finish praying, God is working on that answer. He's already started.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you say amen, that prayer, he's already started changing stuff. Because guess what? First of all, you think so small, but that person that has the position now, that person has to go somewhere else, maybe get a promotion. Maybe they're moving out of town. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Let me be quiet because it's
got my stuff on this line this morning.
Let me stop. I just don't. People don't realize how powerful
you feel
and big
yourself, my brother.
Prayer is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is powerful.
It's like you're getting worked up.
A little bit. You know, the spirit is moving, and when the spirit moves you, we should all follow accordingly. We are led by the spirit. You know, it was great for Prophetess Laster to talk about going higher and being able to have a vision and having faith and being able to walk that walk with God. And then, Michael, it was great because you talked about when Peter was in the boat. And oftentimes, you know, we use that story to talk about faith. And it is important because sometimes, as Jesus said, ye of little faith, you know, we'll use the saying, oh, you got to step out on faith. You just got to step out on faith. And if you step out on faith, everything will be all right. But that's a real choice that someone has to make because you don't know what's on the other side. But I want to go back to something you said this morning. You were talking about how the airline industry was talking about how it's been so affected by COVID. I've flown all this summer, not bragging, but I had to do a lot of work travel. And every time I was getting ready to get on a flight, it didn't matter where I was. Every flight was overbooked. Every flight had some either screaming child or somebody who was drunk or inebriated. And it was always comical. And I would look at these poor stewards and stewardesses. And like, ooh, you do have a hard job. But then I started to think about, as you also said in the news, you were talking about what happened in Libya and other places. And I just thought, what is going on with us? Because when I look around the city, you know, Brother Randall said there was some gentlemen that were shot. I don't remember if he said killed, but they were injured on West Chicago. And there is so much, and it was funny because a couple of nights ago, I was asleep. My windows were open because it's cool out, and I heard a series of gunfire. And I thought, ooh, that's for real. It wasn't across the street from me or anything like that, but I could hear it in the area. And I know we have all this shot spotter technology, but it got me to thinking, as Brother Randall said, where is the love? You know, the Bible commands us. It says you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the second greatest command. And we don't do that. We don't check on each other. We, you know, when you were just talking about how we should be a lifeline for one another, absolutely, because we are living in biblical times. The Bible talks about having earthquakes in diverse places. It's happening. We've got a hurricane that is a Category 5. That is sitting in the middle of the ocean right now that is just churning and is causing all kind of havoc all up and down the eastern seaboard. And everybody's just like, we don't know what to do. Not that you can do anything, but they don't really understand how to track it or what it could actually do. And it just leads me to the thought of, this is God. You know, people want to deny God, but we can't. And so as missionary would always say, and Michael, you just said, you know, you didn't realize you couldn't worry while if you're going to pray. What does missionary say? Missionary says, if you're going to pray, why worry? And if you're going to worry, why pray? So we got to stay prayerful. We need to love one another, be there for each other, and have that faith and vision so that we can move into the places where God has us, because the world needs people like us to be able to share the word of God and to give people hope.
Yes, and And then also, I was thinking about, you know, when I said that when I pray, I thank God and ask for things that really matter, to putting people mm-hmm. in your life, that you have the resources to get things done, that he gives you opportunity. And, yeah, you can pray for money, but think of some of the gifts that, you know, that God mm-hmm. has for you, talent, mm-hmm. your ability, mm-hmm. your health, your good health.
Mm-hmm.
Things mm-hmm. like that,
mm-hmm.
But see, people trivialize prayer too sometimes because they pray mm-hmm. about things that don't even matter. Like, God, I hope Macy's is open today. I hope they open up early. Things like, you know, or I hope the Lions win, or I hope I win the Super Lotto. But you know, sometimes mm-hmm. that's the only time people pray is when the lottery
yeah.
goes up to $500 million or more. You know, so
mm-hmm.
you're looking, they almost like God is a magician or something, instead of
mm-hmm.
talking to God like little trivial things mean nothing to God. I mean, this God is the creator of this universe. And I tell you,
that's right.
It that's like I said, you know, that poem that I wrote, I use it as a prayer and
mm-hmm.
a benediction sometimes, but it's like, you know, it's about how small our minds are compared to God. You know,
mm-hmm.
our minds
mm-hmm.
are limited. My finite mind cannot understand the origin of his goodness. He's a great and mystifying host here before time, a magnificent, encompassing, all-knowing, all-seeing, powerful mm-hmm. creator moving about in goodness and love and strength. And with the power of suggestion, he created this world. And at the command of his voice, he calls the things we see out of mere thoughts, so that the things we see are made out of things we cannot see.
Mm.
And he is everything. He created everything. He created you. He created me. For God so loved this world that he gave us his very being. That's why I wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is bigger. He's bigger. Let me stop preaching.
All right, preacher.
Now we just need a chaplain. We just need a chaplain, Cassie, to finish us out.
I have to catch.
I think he got saved this morning.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened this morning. I don't know, but I blame it on Prophetess Christy Laster Andrews because she started it off about going to the mountaintop.
That's it.
And
she went all the way out there.
Started. She went to the top. She went to the mountaintop, and I was like, "You can't go no higher than that." So I had to go. I had to go up to the mountain. So that's what I did.
I had
to go to the mountain. She took us up there. So I had to, you know, I'm not gonna stay at the bottom of the hill. But it just got me. You know, I'm gonna have to label this as a prayer and faith program today. But
mm-hmm,
I guess, you know, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do have to, you know, like Evangelist, you did say already that this is a crazy world. There's so many things, you know. Remember the Who's Bad, Michael Jackson, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Bad is good. You know, bad is good. It switched up everything. Who's Bad? Bad,
mm-hmm.
not bad wasn't supposed to be not bad the way we thought it was, but bad meaning good. You know, who's bad?
Mm-hmm.
He was bad. Well, you know what? That's it's flipped. It's flipped upside down now. Look at what's going on in Washington. Look at
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump and these fools
mm-hmm.
trying to say what they did was right, and
mm-hmm.
and he's saying that if he becomes president again, he's going to get back and get revenge.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't God say something about revenge? He said, Somebody help me out.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He knows how to protect.
So what kind of a leader is that?
That's right.
What kind of a leader is going to threaten when he gets in power to threaten and get other people? When he was the one
mm-hmm.
that was wrong in the first place. See, you see how it's so flipped up now? Now you got people.
Mm-hmm.
Look what happens if you spank your child, correct your child. You can,
mm-hmm.
the child could call the police, protective services, if they go to school and tell the teacher that you hit them, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Child protective services, the police come to your house to arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
The hearts of men are wax
so
cold, and God, God is not pleased at all. Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all.
It just flips upside down. But thank God that God is in control. He's in power. He,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's really running things. And this,
mm-hmm.
this situation on this earth is not going to last forever. And
what the, now, what the,
don't do that. There's a time that's going to come when everybody's going to have to answer. Some people already, on their way, you know, to answer
mm-hmm.
for it already. But the time is coming when all this foolishness, all this stuff is going to be over with.
Don't see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a message that I have to preach, and it's entitled "Ready or Not." Here I come. And that means
I like
you
that
ain't
title.
Got your business together, you better get it together because I'm coming. I'm going to leave that. I'm sorry. Since Christine, you done started
like
something. I'm going
to
have a long talk with you because you done got something going here.
Uh-oh.
Look, I remember Minister Smith, when you had a service the other, last year at the building, had a Saturday service, and do you know, I was upset because you didn't preach long. You just went up there and said a few words, and I was sitting back ready to hear the word.
Well,
and,
it's coming up again, but this time I'm going to give you both barrels.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, once again, somebody here who knows the Bible better than me might know that it says somewhere something about you better listen to the word now because there's going to be a time when we won't hear it. I'm trying to recall now where that was. Maybe somebody will get it before me.
Hide it in your heart that you might not sin against the.
There's a thing where there will be a time will come when we will thirst for the word.
Yep.
Somebody help me out.
You in the good
oh, no, you.
Said, you doing good. Go ahead, keep going. Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, I can't even find a good sermon now on the radio sometimes because they're talking about, you know, a lot of these. What happened to the evangelicals? What happened to them supporting Trump? And half the time they're preaching about Donald Trump on Sunday mornings in some of these evangelical churches.
Because he became their God.
Yes,
sure.
And
did.
I heard
their
one
God.
The
and then
day, I heard one the other day saying, trying to let the evangelical churches know, stop doing that. Stop preaching
mm-hmm.
Republican conservative Donald Trump and get back to the Bible.
Give him the
well,
word.
And then,
that's your job, to give him the word.
We can also go the opposite way, too. Some of these black churches, they need to stop gossiping on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock because there's a lot of gossiping going on. By the preacher and the assistant ministers, they're not preaching. Sometimes you don't even have to open the Bible because they don't even read the verses at 11 o'clock.
Well,
they're so busy shucking and jiving and rhyming and you know, the entertainment value is so high.
I'm
done
with
you. On the Praise Network. If I said this on the Praise Network, I would get a bunch of phone calls. And they'll be calling Missionary Humphrey talking
be
about
waiting on you outside.
I know, Mike. What's wrong with Brother Mike? Mike was talking about the Baptist churches. He was talking about Church of God in Christ and all that stuff. No, I didn't mention nothing. They shouldn't feel guilty if they weren't the ones doing it. But if you ain't up there gossiping on Sunday mornings instead of reading the Bible and teaching some Bible lessons,
yeah.
It'll be a lot different.
Right.
But they're the ones that, you know.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Trust me. I go to a lot of churches.
Yes, you do.
I know what they're
saying. I'm sorry.
I know what they're saying. that sometimes I wish I'm like, are they gonna reference any scripture this morning?
Nope. Listen,
am I gonna get a chance to open my Bible this morning? I don't know what happened this morning. I just lost my mind.
But you know,
this morning,
Sister Kim and Sister Christine, you've got these preachers nowadays. They're all, a lot of them coming out the closet, and a lot of transgender pastors, and so we're living in a rough time. And the people don't trust ministers like they used to. How do I know? I got a call the other night, and the young brother was crying, and I had to deal. I said, "Really, I'm so tired," but had to deal with it. And so my friend Prophet Buckner, he said these words. He said, "God is taking. I'm gonna have to have a talk with my baby sister Christine because she's gonna throw me out there." And Kim, but he said, "You are in a place now that you can't go back."
That's
he said,
right.
"Man, God is taking you higher than ever, and you got to go for it." I'm like, "Really, y'all?" Because yes, I was hiding. I didn't want to carry this load. I didn't want to have to do what a lot of my big brothers are not doing. But
who wanted to though? There are many people that didn't expect it would be them, and those that kind of shy away, those are the ones that he called.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Sis. Don't do it.
I'm just saying. You know.
Here we go. Here we go.
You know, when Prophetess Christie says, "I'm just saying," you better be careful because she's going to throw
that's right.
Hard. And there is a lesson. When she says something and you think it's going to be really simple, no, she packs a punch.
Nope.
She packs a punch. It's an issue.
Look who her daddy is. Her daddy.
She threw a punch.
Well,
she threw a punch this morning about this mountain.
I know.
Mountain.
She didn't throw no punch. She swung at a bat.
That got
me. This morning.
That got me started. But we are. And another thing she said is about the way things are in this world. We are in a war. Battle. We are fighting a war. We're fighting a war.
In the war of the mind and everything.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And, you know, it reminded me of one of the songs from the Salvation Army, you know, and that's what I like about the Salvation Army, because it was built on the fact that we are fighting a war against sin.
Yeah.
And death and destruction. And the song is "Onward Christian Soldiers Marching Us to War." With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices. Loud your anthems raise. Onward Christian soldiers marching us to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. It says it all. That song says it all.
Yeah.
Wow. What a morning. What a Bible lesson this morning. It's been truly a Bible devotion for a Sunday morning. And as I know a lot of people are going to be partying, and I'm probably going to have some barbecue or something too later, but while everybody already started partying this morning, because I've been watching Fox 2 and they're out there drinking and partying already. But as they're doing that, we got to remember that we are in a fight for our lives.
Yes,
we're in a fight
we
for
are.
Our lives. Yes,
we are. We are.
Well. It was very educational this morning, edifying. Thank you all. Minister Smith, thank you. Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Oh, Kimberly.
Yes.
We didn't hear from you. I got lost and just went off track. We got to go to you now. Yeah. Go right ahead.
I did. I talked about love, about how we have to love one another. But everything that you're talking about is so, so important. And we just have to keep our eyes on Jesus. We have to keep our faith focused. We have to keep our heads bowed in prayer. And we just have to continue to hold on to each other and lift each other up. And I'll end it with, as missionary says, if you're going to pray, why worry? And if you're going to worry, why pray? So let's stay rooted in prayer. Let's continue to love one another and keep marching on to where we're supposed to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great. Great. All right. Thank you, guys, Minister Smith, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, and Prophetess Christy Laster. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great Sunday today, and may God be with you.
Have a great week. God bless.
Have a blessed week.
All right. And we will go out with, I'm looking for the song that I was had scheduled here, and just as inspiration for the day. God bless you.
Everybody ready? That's right. Come on. Let's let him know how much we love him. He's been good. He's kept us through a pandemic, from danger seen and unseen. That's why we love him. Let's go.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, experts in small business support services. Call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.